Two readings. The first is from Colossians chapter 4. Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And from 1 Peter 3, finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. Because to this you are called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mary. Let me pray before I start. Heavenly Father, I pray that you be with us tonight as we think about the conversations that we have with people who don't know you and within our own community. And I pray that we could be drawn closer to you. Amen. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Or, if you're a fan of the Bee Gees, maybe you know this. You think that I don't mean a single word I say. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. Because words, language, and the way that we speak to each other is so powerful. I think that words, rather than our actions, are far more likely to cause pain and injury between people who don't know each other, between people who are friends, and also between people who love one another. I've always thought that actually, sticks and stones may break my bones, and words will always hurt me. And we have probably all been part of an unresolved argument. Maybe someone has said an unkind comment to us in the heat of the moment. Maybe we found out that someone we know, one of our friends, has been gossiping about us behind our back. Or you might be able to come up with any number of other ways in which we can be hurt by words. In the Proverbs, we find gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Or kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Or my personal family favorite, which actually when my mum, when I got ordained, I had to wear a face mask. And my mum embroidered this on a face mask that she made for me. Because this one time I read this passage and I put all the punctuation in the wrong place. But it comes from the book of James. And it says, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. Well, today, the theme of what I wanted to speak about from our passages was about godly conversation, about how we care for each other and share our lives with each other. And I think, well, I hope this will be applicable to all of us, because I imagine all of us at one time or another have said the wrong thing. And we will all have been hurt by the words of others. And if we are believers, then we believe that the Spirit of the Lord is in all aspects of our lives. And so we should be seeking to grow in godly conversation, to develop ways to avoid snapping at other people, and to use our conversations for building the kingdom of God. So tonight, we're going to think first from the passage from Colossians about godly conversation with non-believers. And then secondly, from our passage from 1 Peter about godly conversation as a community of believers. So when it comes to speaking with our friends or people who don't know about Jesus, we should have an awareness of how we are behaving in our language and the way that we are speaking. Is it in keeping with the faith that we have? In June, I ran a couple of nights on Zoom where I talked to Max Wigley and Ollie Holland about evangelism. And Ollie said something which I've not forgotten because I'm obviously going to tell you tonight. But it really hit me that Ollie said, everybody that he meets, he tries to show them a little bit of Jesus. And I think to myself, when I am caught up at a roundabout, I don't want to show that person that much about Jesus. I want to show them I'm their terrible driver. But kind of that to always be on our minds, always be in our hearts, thinking to ourselves, what am I showing this person about Jesus? And we must also, from the Colossians passage, be wise, trying to make the most of every opportunity that we have, of every conversation that we are a part of. Now, we probably do not all feel that we are seasoned evangelists who share the gospel with everyone that we meet, or someone has come to know Jesus as we bought groceries off them. But I think it's a helpful thing for us to be contemplating is if we're talking to someone and later on in the conversation we say that we're a Christian, would they be surprised? Would they be thinking to themselves, oh, you're a Christian? Or would they be thinking, oh, you're a Christian, tell me more? We don't want the way that we have spoken and the way that we have behaved to someone to kind of be at odds with the faith that we have. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. And we must always as well be full of grace, remembering who we are. We are believers who have been forgiven for everything. We must remember what it is that we believe and what has been done for us. In Colossians, it speaks of our conversations being seasoned with salt. And I think that means that our conversations and the way that we're speaking about our faith should be fresh. We shouldn't be weary of sharing our faith with other people. We should be excited to share our faith with other people because our faith is a wonderful thing. When we were on the camping weekend, I had the great joy and privilege of interviewing Pam Mason Evans. And she talked about her faith being like she's always bubbling. She's always feeling excited and she's bubbling over with the joy that she has about her faith. And I thought that was such a beautiful image for us to think about. Is that how we feel about our faith? Do we feel so excited about what it is that we believe that if someone asks us, tell me a bit about being a believer and why and how it's changed your life, that we would be like, yes, I want to tell you everything because it's so amazing. Because we may feel like that now, or we may feel a bit weary of our faith. It's been a tough time, hasn't it? We go through tough seasons, we go through difficult episodes, and sometimes we're kind of just clinging on to our faith. And I think if we're in that position, then it's important for us to take some time to kind of wash ourselves with what it is that we believe, to remind ourselves of who God is and what he has done for us and why it is so amazing that we are loved by God and children of God. A few weeks ago, I got to speak about probably one of my favorite passages that reminds me of that, which is in Ephesians chapter 1. But maybe you have another passage, and if you're feeling that you're not super excited about your faith, it might be worth spending some time just washing yourself with the promises of God, just reminding yourselves of what it is that God has done for you and how much you are loved by him. So that's my first bit, godly conversation with non-believers. And then secondly, godly conversations in a community of believers. Because if we are a Christian community, what does it look like for us to have conversations with each other? And I think this passage from 1 Peter can really help us. It tells us to be like-minded, to be sympathetic, to love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing. And all of this is bundled up in the language of us caring for one another. We should be caring for each other and putting each other's needs before our own. We should be bearing with one another the sadnesses that each of us will go through. We should be a community that listens to each other, that takes the time to listen to someone as they tell of something they're going through which is hard, and to be sympathetic, not people who brush away other people's sadnesses, not dismissing each other's pain. And we should be seeking to know what's going on in each other's lives. And I guess for us as a church community, one of the best ways that we can do that, because we probably look around the service and think, gosh, I don't think that I could possibly know everybody in this community really intimately. That's the wonderful thing about being a part of a connect group. That's a smaller kind of group of people who are loving one another, knowing each other, caring for each other, praying for each other. So if that's something that you want to think about becoming a part of, then do speak to Michael at the end of the service, or me or Will. And we should be repaying evil with blessing. Because what do we do when things go wrong? It goes against every human instinct, doesn't it? To repay an unkindness with a kindness, to repay evil with blessing. A few weeks ago, Peter Williams preached in the morning, and he talked about praying people off your nerves and into your hearts. And we've talked about that as a staff team as such a wonderful thing to be remembering to do. Because as a church community, as people who are seeking to love one another, there will be pain, there will be upset, there will be conflict. I guess all of those things will go when we're in heaven, which will be amazing. But right now, they are a part of the way that we live with each other. So we need to be able to deal with things. But as we deal with upsets, let's remember that we are brothers and sisters. And let's think carefully before we bring something up with another believer. Here are a couple of proverbs on that. Actually, I think this is from Ecclesiastes, that says, there's a time to be silent and a time to speak. Not everything needs to be brought up. And a reminder for us and our language, if we're people who want to kind of retaliate quickly, that it's helpful to take some time if someone in our church community has upset us. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. So I guess what I'm saying is that in our church, as we are loving one another and caring for one another, that we should be gentle in our language, gentle in the way that we speak with one another, that we should think carefully before we bring up something in a way that somebody has upset us. And if we do want to bring something up with somebody, then we should do it remembering that we are a family together. We should forgive richly and love greatly. And do you know, I was talking to my parents as I was writing this sermon, and they said, why don't you end it with people just turning to each other, to someone around you, and we'll give you 2 minutes. So I guess that will give time for the band to come up and just have a nice conversation with someone who is sitting around you. Ask them how they are. Ask them how their day is. If you feel like it, ask if you could pray for them in some way. I'll talk to Will. Two minutes. Okay, I hope that was a lovely way. Please, if we can return to our seats as we are going to spend some time finishing our service in worship. So, okay, let's stand and I will pray for us and then we will close in worship. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for words and the way that they can build each other up, that we can love each other with our words, that we can encourage each other with our words. And we thank you for this time of conversation that we've been able to have. And we just pray that could continue, that friendships that are focused on you could grow and develop in our church. And we ask as well that we could be people whose conversation is seasoned with salt as we are sharing who you are and with people who don't know you in fresh ways. Amen.